Engage. It is a small, cramped wooden building. You see a young, and based on her picture, not necessarily unattractive, smartly dressed librarian. As you step in, hello, gentlemen. Welcome to the Gamwell Town Library. What can I do for you? I'm Susan Arwell.
Is this... I'm just more... Something dumb funny popped in my head. Is this a better library than should be in this town?
It is. It is a very small town library, but it is fucking chock full of, like, there is not enough room for books.
Okay.
Like, it's organized, but it is like every shelf is stuffed. It's got way more books than you might expect.
Shelves are made of books.
Yes. Oh, we were brought in by the Dodge Brothers.
Ah, yes.
To help assist in looking for Mr. Cornthwaite.
Oh, is he missing? I was under the impression that he had set off on an expedition again.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
I had hoped that had been accurate. I had hoped his health had improved. Then he was able to go out again.
He was in poor health?
I believe that he picked up something in South America. I know that he would have his good days and his bad days. I know that he was very excited. He was obviously very generous to the library, she says, indicating around. Most of these are from his private collection. I know that he was very interested in getting back to South America, but my understanding is that there were some issues the last time, some scarlet fever or something that he was afflicted by. Yellow fever. Insert something that seems vaguely accurate, but also slightly suspicious. I'm not sure which one I'm supposed to be going with here.
Do you happen to know more precisely where he visited?
We can take a look. I don't know for sure.
Hmm?
I was like, dengue fever?
No.
It's completely different.
She says, she starts to show you, there's a massive section of anthropology and archaeology. Do either of you have those skills?
I have anthropology.
I have...
What's your skill?
46. I have 40 in anthropology.
Okay. Like, this is better stocked than, like, some college libraries you may have been in your life.
Yeah.
Like, it's got a lot of up-to-date stuff. Unfortunately, I don't have the shelf space for all of Mr. Cornthwaite's donations. It's truly unfortunate, actually. But if there's anything you're looking at for in particular, I would be... happy to go pull some out of storage. It would just take me some time. I've got a ledger here of all of the books.
Did he bring anything back from the most recent trip a couple years ago?
Oh, yes. And she launches into like a number of books. She starts talking about anthropological books and so on and so forth.
Could we go to that? Could we see those?
She takes you over and indicates several shelves of things.
We can read the spines.
Sure. You find, I mean, you both have skills in anthropology. You find both classic and, you know, new texts on particularly South American anthropology, but really from all over the world.
Okay.
Anything maybe tied to history or astronomy?
If you ask her, there are some, but those aren't necessarily...
It's the section we're in right now.
Those aren't necessarily, like, you get the sense that that's a much smaller, reserved, and more stereotypical section. That's probably not from Cornthwaite.
anything occulty?
It'd be like an occulty roll, wouldn't it?
Are you asking her or are you looking?
Yes.
If you're looking, I would say you could use a library use roll.
What's yours?
55.
And are you looking at the... And you can both roll if you're looking in different places. Like, are you looking on the shelves? Are you looking at her ledger? Where are we looking?
I'll look in the ledger.
Okay.
I'll look amongst the shelves.
So library use rolls.
Got it.
I got a 99.
Ooh, that's real impressive. Bad.
What did I knock over?
Push the roll.
A failure is 99 or 100, or is it... What's the
range? I think it's 99. Yeah, I think it's like 95 to 100 if your skill is under something, and then
I believe it's 95 to 100 if it's under 50.
Yeah.
And I have a 75.
You can push the roll.
I can push the roll. Or I push over the stacks of books onto myself, but
what's
sure.
the fun in not
you
doing?
You spend a luck to not fail.
Yeah.
So miserably.
So, but it's still 99 to a 75 is a lot of luck if I want to
I'm
drop
just saying
it down.
A couple of points, so can, it's not a complete failure.
Yeah, if you push the roll, you can't use luck, but you can still push the roll.
Yeah, I feel like I shouldn't fail horribly a second time.
Shouldn't.
So the idea to me is I'm going to push the roll, but what was I doing was I was climbing the bookshelf to see a book that looked kind of out of place.
If you push the roll, either you take damage or Susan takes damage. Mm. I haven't decided which.
Well,
Susan.
Fitty-fitty.
I haven't decided which is worse. So you can push the roll. Someone's going to take damage. I'll decide when it happens.
Is that...
Just roll again.
Okay. Or you just take the 99.
Yeah, 70. 77 will definitely... You'll definitely pass this time.
75.
Yeah, 75. Definitely pass. No problem.
88.
I'm even more impressed
almost there.
Now.
Yeah.
One more roll, you'll have it.
It's not Delta Green, so it's not a. That's not.
That's
a
right.
Fail.
That's right. It's not a crit. He's absolutely right.
I know. That's just like 99
but
and 88.
You did push the roll and fail again.
Yes. I did. Who got hurt?
This is why it's fun.
I know.
I was like, I should roll that high again. It literally bounced once, and both went eights. Now it's like you were just
suck.
Nines.
Trick question. You both get injured.
Oh joy.
Huzzah.
You start to tip back on a bookshelf. Susan runs over. Let me help you. At which point the ladder definitely collapses and you both fall under a heap of books.
Wilhelm scream.
I
can use the Wilhelm scream, can't I?
You, of course. Public
she takes 1 point of damage.
That would not be applicable yet, no.
You take
is it this movie?
Do I need to roll something?
No, I just tossed the die. You take 3 points of damage. That actually hurt a bit.
Yeah.
Bludgeoning.
Well, I got between things. Stuff fell on her and I fell onto everything.
You did succeed though, Troy.
Okay.
I did.
So before Dr. Delacroix gets distracted from the ledger.
Antoine Delacroix, thank you.
Before Dad gets distracted from the ledger.
It's not my name.
It's your title.
It is to
you
someone.
See that you don't get a chance to look at it very closely, but you see that a book was recently checked out by Cornwaith. But before you start to look into it, there's a giant crash and there's a scream. There's two girlish screams, actually.
I was going to say, it's like, you're not sure which... Oh, both? Definitely both of them.
Definitely both of them girlish screams. So we'll let you guys deal with that because that's a mess. Would one of you like to read the article that I sent you?
Good.
Well, he found it.
He found it? You can do it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And don't worry. If you're ever worried about how you read something and it doesn't translate well, Lucas will let me know and I will dub over you.
True. As long as you're in the mic, you're good.
Gamwell family slain in terrible attack. Mother and three children killed. Please seek missing father. May 17th, 1895. Tragedy of awful proportions unfolded today in Gamwell. When Miss Gloria Kerwin and her three children, Harold, 5, Sarah, 3, and Susan, 2, were found brutally murdered on their estate north of Gamwell, the well-known Fitzgerald Mains. Deputy Whitford of the Gamwell County Sheriff's Office made the grisly discovery while making a routine inspection. I've never seen anything like it, the brave but shaken deputy told this reporter. They were all dead. The family had indeed been brutally and cowardly slain, struck down by repeated blows from an axe. Not even little Susan was spared from this hideous fate. No murder weapon has been discovered, and Mr. Arthur Kerwin, the children's father, is presently missing. He is wanted by the police for questioning, although fears are also held for his safety.
So, roughly 30 years ago, there was a brutal axe slaying of a woman and three children under the age of six at a place known as the Fitzgerald Manse.
Are we back to... Oh, sorry, back into the Gazette?
Yeah, no, I took you guys back there since they've kind of dicked around now.
That's fine.
What's Susan's last name again?
Kerwin?
Her name was Arwell.
Ah.
I was going to say...
Oh.
The one person that was there. Right. Did the sheriff look old?
Sheriff was in his 60s.
Okay, so this could be the same guy.
Wait, what was the sheriff's last name?
Whitford.
Sure. Yeah, I was gonna say you did give it to us.
He's like, you saw the name, and I was like, wait, how old was he? I couldn't remember. Right.
Yeah, he was. You would say he was in his late 50s to early 60s.
Okay.
Stop doing that.
So then I will turn to Varelli. Is that correct, Joe? Yeah. Varelli. Was this suspect ever found?
He steps up to you. Oh, the Fitzgerald Manse. Getting into some local lore, I see. Do you think there's a connection? Fascinating. He pulls out his notebook and begins to scribble things.
I grab it again. Was the suspect ever found?
Well, you look at him. He's clearly in his 20s. Not as far as I know.
I hand his notebook back.
He goes, Stan! Yes. You can see now he's seeming to be a little irritated as he chuffs over from having set the type again. Can I help you, gentlemen?
Do you know anything about the follow-up to this murder? Was there the suspect ever found? Mr. What was it? Arthur Kerwin.
Oh, God. The Kerwin family. No. Yeah, I didn't really think about that. I mean, Cornwaith's been in town for a while, but... Yeah, that house has a... It has a history in this town, to say the least.
And that's where his estate is, then? That's the same place?
Yes. Cornwaith lives in the Fitzgerald Manse. Yeah.
Right. You looking for anything further, Dave?
Well, I think we found some interesting information here. Is there anything else that we would like to question before we move on? You're the private investigator, after all.
Headline.
He holds up his pencil, looking at the notebook that you put in your hand.
I handed it back to him.
Okay. He begins to scribble.
27-year-old Manchester PI finds missing man.
How old?
Like a good story.
How old was Cornthwaite?
I keep wanting to say Goldthwaite just because it's funnier, but.
Well, maybe that's what he looks like now.
Bobcat Goldthwaite's fantastic.
I don't know off the top of my head. Let me look. I want to say, like, 30s, 40s.
I'm good. I'll step back out in the road.
Okay.
Did you finish your headline?
I gave him the headline.
I didn't know if you finished
it. He said dot, dot, dot.
Oh, okay. That's, I didn't catch that.
He thinks he's being clever.
Ellipses.
That's the same thing, sir.
So you want... Did, so
I was clarifying.
Were you wanting six dots?
It's like you just said, ellipses, ellipses.
Ellipses, ellipses. Six dots. It's a big
ATM
headline.
Machine. M means machine.
ATM machine, machine.
Use Times New Roman. It's the only font you have.
I don't know how old
he is. Actually,
it's not. It wouldn't be like that would be hard to find out, but I think he's in probably his 40s.
It's probably Bookman, in fairness.
I'll look again, but... I don't see any place where it specifically lists his age. If I find it, I'll let you know.
Okay. I just find it curious. Hmm. Two Arthurs.
Two Susans? Two Harolds. My Harold is unrelated.
Lies.
Or is it?
I mean, bom,
bom, bom.
Would you put it past me to rewrite a character's name just to fuck with you?
In you a published it's a paper.
Photograph, I'm going to guess not.
You don't know his level of editing. You have an assumption of his level of editing.
One of us is a graphic designer.
One of them might dabble.
Maybe.
Which you is paying more
dangerous. $60 a month for Adobe like I am?
No, you but go. You'd be surprised what paint can do. If you think I haven't sent out things that I have edited and specifically downgraded so the edits are less obvious, you would be full of shit. Hmm.
And you just hear the pirate music in the background. Yeah, you pay for that. Bum bum ba da 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 da. What?
Sailing the high seas, yar. So yes, you guys hear a commotion and some yelling from across the road where the library is. You're hobbling a bit.
Yeah. It's like how heavy's the bookshelf? Can I push it off?
Help me.
I flung it away.
Help
with
me.
My two.
Help me.
Is that a strength check or something?
I was just seeing if I could push the thing off of me.
Susan definitely is
annoyed.
A bit of a damsel in distress. Yes, she is very annoyed that the books are now completely disordered.
I will help put them away.
She doesn't seem very happy to with either of you at this point.
I didn't fucking touch a thing.
Well, it's mostly him. But you come running around the corner to see a bookshelf and stuff.
Do you know how the Dewey Decimal System works?
I'm a librarian.
Yeah, in order.
Is that anachronistic? Does the Dewey Decimal System exist yet in 1925?
I think it does, yeah. I think so.
Let's find out.
Maybe they sorted them by just throwing them in the air and seeing which one landed on top of the pile first. I don't know.
Think it
isn't
was,
that how they te- I think check it was the weather?
Questions I've never thought about before. What is the origin?
1876.
I feel like this question came up in Berlin. So, yeah.
I thought it was somewhere in the early.
So, yeah, Susan is definitely. She keeps kind of grabbing at her ankle. I hope you're all right, sir. I'm sorry that happened. Usually the bookshelves are pretty secure.
That was my fault. I'm sorry.
Don't claim fault. They can sue you.
Accidents happen.
We have it in with the lawyers in town.
They can't represent both of us. So
no, they can't.
She starts setting it back up. So Troy, Dr. Delacroix runs around to see this whole interaction take place. He heard a loud crash and some girlish screams.
I will assist with replacing the books. Moving the bookcase.
If you decide to enter the library, you enter at this point where they appear to be. You see one of your friends limping.
Time out. Troy succeeded on a roll right before this happened. Did he get his thing?
I told him he saw that
a book was checked out.
Cornthwaite had checked out
but
a
what
book.
Book?
Well, then the thing crashed and I was going with the narrative.
He's distracted.
Right. He will share the information with the group when time is proper.
So we walk in. George has been here.
I saw a book. I was trying to get it.
I'm the librarian, Susan Arwell. I'm sorry for the mess. We're getting it picked up.
Yes, I apologize for my friend.
Oh, you're with him. It's a bold thing to claim.
We are for today.
To an angry librarian.
I will start helping picking up books.
Oh, well, thank you.
What's your app?
Better than both of ours, I'm sure.
I'm a young chap. 27.
How big is her dick?
Roll for
suck
it.
Toes? Hell yeah, suck toes.
Her appearance is 65.
Hey.
Yeah.
Above average.
Well above mine.
And almost
double mine.
She's better than two Cole Meanies.
And better than me, especially after I drop books on myself.
I love you, Cole Meanie. I don't know why we started insulting you. I think it was a Lucas thing earlier.
So disrespectful. To a fine lad of an actor.
So what's going on? What are you guys doing?
If they've come in and
putting the books back.
Yeah, putting the books back. I will go back to the ledger to find the name of the book that was checked out.
The book is called The Missing People, The Tribe That the Jungle Swallowed by Thomas Pratt. And I will allow you an anthropology role.
No.
Okay. You're not familiar with the work.
Tribe of what? Sorry.
The Tribe That the Jungle Swallowed.
If he tells me, would I be able to do the role?
Yeah, no, okay. I mean, if he calls attention to it, I assume that Troy and Alex kind of have a chance to play here if they want, because neither one of them said that they were helping pick up the books, so.
It's fine.
But then they came in.
Well, right.
Yeah, yeah, no, if he makes it known, I'd get it by half. I got a 16.
I don't know if it's just me, Lucas, but for some reason the name Thomas Pratt sounds familiar. Like, that might just be me. It might have come up in another game. I don't know.
Chris Pratt's grandfather.
Great.
But the name Thomas Great. Pratt actually sounds familiar to me, and I don't know why.
Yes, I got a 16, which would be half.
16, you know that Pratt is considered to be on the fringe of accepted science.
Ah.
He is not quite a crackpot, but pretty close.
Got it.
Like, we're not quite Chariot of the Gods here, but we're definitely somebody that got more popular being on Joe Rogan.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's a shame.
But yeah, so...
He probably didn't claim that the Sphinx is 30,000 years old, but he may or may not talk about Hollow Earth.
Okay, but yes.
Can you tell I really like conspiracy theories?
They're fun.
They're so much fun.
I saw one thing. It's like the gateway to conspiracy theories is owning chickens, because it just goes through the explanation of like things you'll notice differently just from owning chickens. And you're like, well, what about with this? And they just talk about like it's a gateway to just conspiracy theories. It's just owning chickens.
When I went to the Bigfoot Museum, which was a big reason why I wanted to go to the Blue Ridge Mountains for our vacation, because it's the largest collection of Bigfoot memorabilia in North America.
Can you buy a suit and do the walk?
Oh, it was awesome. So cool. My kid is now probably scared of Bigfoot.
Get him on the Mothman.
Now you know what to dress for Halloween.
But I got a bunch of books that aren't marked with the Library of Congress, so they're independently published, and they're full of wacko shit, and it's awesome.
So many of those conspiracies, you just got to wonder, how did this start? What triggered this person to go that direction?
Opium.
That's a good fallback. Cocaine.
There's a movie about it called Conspiracy Theory.
Gravy for the brain. Gravy for the brain!
Adds a bit of flavor, but not really much nutrients.
Mel Gibson one?
Yeah. Julia Roberts.
I haven't seen that.
Patrick Stewart.
A while, yeah.
That's what he screams. Patrick Stewart approaches him with a needle. He says, not the gravy for the brain! Not the gravy for the brain!
I don't think I've ever seen this movie.
It's such a good fucking
movie. He's so unhinged, and it makes his current state like, oh, it was just him being him in
this was
movie.
Before the anti-Semitism?
Oh, yeah.
Way before.
This like 1997.
These still have an accent?
Yeah, mid to late 90s.
Yeah.
Give me back my son! Different movie, but same unhinged.
Same idea.
You keep acting like you want to ask me something.
Because
ask
I was
me,
asking
please.
If you were getting anything there. Relevant to the game.
We're getting there.
It's about a spooky house. We haven't gotten to the spooky
Welcome
house
to the
yet.
Table.
Well, we've established why the house is spooky. Beyond just a guy disappearing. Well, there was a murder that was unsolved.
You don't know that yet. We haven't told you.
I'm being meta with my statements. When I'm talking, I will speak more.
Hey, guess what? There was a murder in the house.
Did they find a pug?
No.
Okay.
Anything that anyone would like to do that's relevant to the game.
Also, I forgot to establish. Are the gardener and the staff you put, I think, yeah.
There's only two servants.
Are they on... are they at the home or are they elsewhere?
They were fired.
No, they would have lived on site.
Okay. Do we know where they went?
That is the question that I need. Yeah. That's the question I was going to ask earlier.
The money, I mean, as far as the Dodges let you know, he took care of paying them and hiring them and everything else.
I had also tried to ask, like, they were out of towners. Does that mean they were foreigners? And I never really got an answer.
That was the assumption I would have had.
I don't know.
Anything else you guys would like to do?
We can check the boarding house, see if anyone's there that's relevant or has knowledge.
Go ahead, Troy.
Found
you
a cool
first,
book.
Please.
In the library.
We didn't find it.
I feel like it seems like Cody's given us the information he's going to give us from the library.
Check the boarding house and then go to the home.
It's now getting on in the afternoon.
Yeah. Haunted house
when,
is better at
when
night.
When was that book checked out?
The librarian
November.
Would know.
So, 4 months ago?
Yeah. So, prior.
I'm assuming it was never checked back in, I assume.
That is what it means by being checked out, yes.
Oh. Well, that doesn't necessitate.
Anything else checked out since then?
By...
him.
Anybody.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. No, they're... But it's not a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you get the sense that there are maybe 100 people in and around Gamwell.
Right. But that was the last one he checked out.
Correct. In fact, if you flip through the ledger, this is like one of the only books he's ever checked out.
Well, because she also said that he supplied a lot of this. So I'm assuming he's probably read them before he donated them. This one probably showed up from somewhere else and he was interested.
Could be. I mean, that would be something that you wouldn't be able to ascertain with the knowledge you have.
I will ask her.
I'm sorry. What? What did you say, sir?
The book that Mr. Cornthwaite checked out, was that...
Oh, yes.
Who donated that book?
Yes, that was one of his books. books.
It was.
I felt bad about letting him know it was overdue. I mean, he did donate it after all.
You told him directly that it was overdue?
No. I felt too bad to let him know that it was overdue.
Oh, so you didn't tell him?
No.
Okay.
No.
Since it was previously his,
okay. So right. it feels wrong to say, you know, please return your donation for others. I don't know if you've seen the ledger. It's not exactly like there are many people around here looking to read advanced texts on, and she kind of looks at it, South American tribes.
Did you know him well?
Fairly well, yes. Yes. Bridge nights and various fetes and harvest festivals, and of course, yes, he did frequent the library. He would come and read and...
Oh, he was a learned man.
Yes, of course.
Do you know of any books that either deal with South America and or lost tribes that you might have on hand? Or if I look at the ledger, like, does it maybe show any recent books that deal with either of those two subjects?
No, there are a bunch of books on South America, but you get the sense that they aren't checked out very often by the country bumpkins who are here. You're more than welcome to peruse as much as you like. What did you say you're here in town to find him?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're trying to, find as many threads to pull on.
So they think he went missing.
Well, do you think otherwise?
No, as I was explaining to these gentlemen, my understanding from the Gazette was that he was setting off on a new expedition, that he might be feeling better, I had hoped.
Better? What do you mean better? Was he feeling off?
I just believe he picked something up in South America and was never quite fully healthy. So I was hoping that the...
2 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of shit where, like, consumption was still a thing, Lucas. It's not unusual.
It's still technically a thing now.
Well, it's less of a thing
now. We don't call it that anymore.
It's on the rise.
Well, that's a whole different problem. It's not on the rise because we don't know how to cure it. It's on the rise because people are fucking dumb. Yes.
Get your vaccinations, kids.
So we got the tribe book. We have an idea of where it could be.
Oh. We were instructed by the Dodge brothers that they were not notified of that he was going to be gone. So it could have been that he did go on an expedition, just didn't tell them. But that seems maybe unusual for him. So he left without telling the Dodge brothers. That's what we know.
That would be unusual. They do help him with his finances.
Did he say something to you about leaving?
No. It's just unusual. That's all.
Well, that is the issue, yes.
It's just very strange.
Have you ever been to his estate?
No.
Can I roll like a...
psychology?
Do you want to come to the estate?
Yeah, my psychology is shit. Whoever has a good psychology should be rolling it. To read this person, because
I didn't get it.
Literally had a one in my fucking psychology. Nope, I got a 73.
You should have at least 10 in your psychology.
There you go. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. It's a 20. Oh, shit. I was looking at psychoanalysis.
Go ahead.
There too.
Alex, you got something?
Just passed. Oh, 41 just passed. Out of 50.
She wants to ask about the house. Like, she's very interested in the house, but it's only... decorum that is preventing her from talking about the house.
You're the one who noticed it, so.
Speaking about the house, anything in particular that you know about it?
Oh, so you don't know. The house is a bit of a local legend. I'm actually thinking about writing a book someday if I could ever get around to it.
Lovely idea.
A legend?
About what?
In what way?
Oh, you mean the murder?
Which ones? It's a bit morbid. It's not really something that you should talk about in polite company.
Yes, well, perhaps we're not all polite company, are we?
Yes, the
You're
house...
British.
Racist.
How about the guy
You're
with
a
scouse.
I don't think it's racist.
How about the guy with the app of 7? He ends up talking to her. Oh, please... feel free to share. We're not the squeamish sort.
Hey, I'm 60. I'm not so bad.
You're fantastic compared to...
As I pick at my moles on my face.
But this guy's...
Humpty Dumpty over here.
This guy's 2.5 on the Colm Meaney scale. Like, come on.
Colm
Small mini scale. That's a t-shirt. It's got to be a t-shirt.
Oh, God.
So, she lets you know. The house, which is known locally as the Fitzgerald Manse, was born.
Yeah. Don't tell me that.
That
sounds
birthed.
Real bad.
Birthed.
We dock the train, we birth houses.
Yep. That's what you do.
One day it was an open field, then just next day there was an earthquake. House.
We didn't have a previous connection that was what the house was called.
We did.
Did we?
It's in the article.
We did.
It is?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Talks about the Kerwins at the Fitzgerald.
No, Man. Them, but not yeah. Courthwaite.
No.
Okay. That's my point. We didn't know that that's where people were murdered.
Correct. The house that the Fitzgerald house was built in 1805. It's known as the Fitzgerald House because the original owners and builders were the wealthy Fitzgerald family.
Did they move to Boston?
No. They
did they die?
They did.
I mean, several of them did. You know, in Dallas. Places.
Damn.
This is an Amityville situation. This is what we're looking at.
So their time finished abruptly in 1865 when young John Fitzgerald, returning home from the Civil War, killed his entire family in a fit of rage and then blew his own brains out.
Nice.
I heard this is the Amity House, and then I hear that. I'm like, oh, I get it.
What happens when you leave the table?
Like I said, she is a font of knowledge. You get the sense that she has records of all of this.
Still at the library.
Apparently more records than the Gazette has.
Well, she wants to write a book. The place was purchased by the Ainsfield family in 1866, who lived there until 1894. They forced to sell out because of debt. The Kerwins owned it afterwards.
Pardon?
He moved.
Did anyone in the Ainsfield family die as well?
No, not in the house.
Any reason for that they left due to financial issues?
Yes.
Interesting.
They sold to the Kerwins in 1894. Kerwin moved to the countryside from New York after making his fortune and wanted an idyllic country home to raise his children.
For the slaughter.
In 1895, it's rumored in town he became irritable and paranoid and eventually psychotic. He is thought to have murdered his family and evaded pursuit, never to be seen again. The house stood vacant for 3 years until 1898, when an elderly couple, the Franklins, bought it. Martha Franklin died in 1911, and her husband Henry died in 1918. Arthur Cornwaith bought it in 1919.
And by what means did the Franklins pass away?
Old age.
So it skips a family each time.
What was the year of the first murder?
Of the Fitzgerald murders?
1865.
1865.
So every 30 years.
Or every other resident.
Every 30 years. It's literally happened every 30 years.
Because it's 25 now. So.
Yep.
Every other resident.
We all dead.
I mean, yes, but.
It's played out that way, but the time thing kind of also works.
It's just evens or odds, guys. Just
hey, do
buy
we wanna...
it now while you could be the even owners.
True.
Dr. Anton Delacroix. Is there anything specific about 30 years and your knowledge? Any sort of weird thing about the occult, like 30 years? Is that something that occurs? It's an occult role, I'm sure.
Whew. Do I know anything? Does that connect to anything occulting?
Did you pass?
Passed, yeah.
Okay. I believe the
poo. You just rolled the dice and went, whoo.
I believe
like,
whoo
means
yes.
What does that mean?
It's, he's got a high just, occult.
If it wasn't a yeah. Ooh, it would have been a ugh.
Yeah.
I rolled high, but I have a high occult.
Ooh, yes. Ugh, no. I saw the 8 and I was like, oh, wait. I think he said he had 90?
No. Nothing inherently occulty. Okay. I mean, other than the fact that, like, you're right. It's very odd that it's every 30 years. 65, 95, 25.
Never mind.
Oh, every... You see her kind of look down. You're right. It is every 30 years.
So any history of the property prior to the house being built? Anything strange happened there?
Not that I found, but that's... she's taking notes. She's like, that's an excellent question. I should look into that. I hadn't thought about that.
I'm assuming Town Hall would probably have records of property stuff going back.
It would, yes.
Have you...
Perhaps we should go over there.
Yes, join us.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
So you go over...
Town Hall?
Yeah, Town Hall.
I got the store.
You see it's a small wooden edifice. There is a sort of dusty, frumpish-looking clerk at the back.
Hello, frumpy man.
Didn't say what gender it is yet.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Law or credit rating? Anybody have anything worthwhile in law or credit rating? Credit rating.
Law 42, credit of 32.
I got a 33 law and hardly any credit rating.
Yeah, but what about your credit?
65. Also, yes.
Yeah. No, I'm just curious.
My law was 42.
I got a 25 on law, which is a success.
I didn't ask you to roll yet, but thank you.
Oh, you asked us for two things.
Yeah, I'm asking for scores.
40.
Okay.
Yeah, 42 law, so. Yeah.
My credit rating is a 10.
Susan grabs onto, because you're the most attractive guy here.
He is.
She grabs a hold of
Susan. Sorry, Cole Meany.
She says, Nigel, we'd like to look into some records about the Fitzgeralds manse. These gentlemen are here to help Arthur. And she kind of just pushes her way past him.
I like her already.
Nigel, I have a cousin named Nigel.
This is very similar to when we did our Monster of the Week. He got the first word in with everybody, and we went to
town. He was a monster in that game.
No, he wasn't. That was the new one in the original.
Oh, the original. Yeah. Original. Yeah. Sorry, you're right.
We went to town hall, and he got the one.
Changed your name every time.
Yeah, and he got the town hall clerk distracted while y'all went into the freaking files.
Got abs. Move on.
You are able to find birth and death certificates of all the people involved, and you can find the deed for the Fitzgerald.
True in real life and in the game.
You find the original house's owners and builders, the Fitzgeralds, subsequent transfers, no actual records or floor plan of the house, no details prior to 1805 for the property.
No records of perhaps an Indian burial ground or something.
No. It is now getting quite late in the afternoon. It is...
Because the haunted house is more fun at night.
I know. I'm just letting you know.
Do we want to head that way then, or do we want to just make one last stop?
We're not finding much else.
At the boarding house, see if...
Maybe. The boarding house is like the only other place we haven't gone to, right?
Basically at this point, yeah.
That, and we haven't met the Harbinger. So.
The who?
The Harbinger.
The Harbinger?
The Harbinger, yeah.
Ah.
Sorry, I cut it off and said Binger.
Holiday Hoobie,
there's a graveyard. I mean, have you
we can go to the graveyard.
There's a great place for it to find harbingers is the graveyard.
There's a graveyard. There's probably a church next to it, I assume, right?
No church in this town? Probably is. It doesn't specifically list a church, but there would be a church.
Let's go to the boarding house just to knock it off the list, and then we'll go to the...
We might find the gardener or
servant person
that was there.
That's also true. Boarding house. Boom. Knock, knock. Hello. Yes.
You are introduced to Hank and Edith Haggerty. Kind of looks at you all very scruffily. We have a couple of rules here for the boarding house, gentlemen. No chewing tobacco, no alcohol, no smoking, no unmarried couples, and no nonsense. My wife, Edith, she runs a real good place here, okay? So I don't... We don't want you making a mess.
Is he a transplant?
Yeah, it just seemed like a good voice for him.
Nah, it's a New England accent.
Mm.
Sort of Bostonian.
We don't want people going out at all hours of the night. We don't want people coming and going, you know?
Come, you remember how everybody thought Mr. Feeney was British? Not the case.
I never thought he was British.
So... we have rooms for you if you'd like to stay.
We have a place to stay. Just a few quick questions, I think. Harold Gallery.
Nice to meet you, Harold. My name is Hank.
Strange question. Do you know anything about two individuals who used to be under the service of a Mr. Cornwith?
Edith and I aren't much for town gossip.
No gossip. Just sort of curious if they took room and board here.
No. We saw him come to town every once in a while, but no.
Sure.
Neither of them never stayed here.
Mr. Cornwith at all? Do you know him?
From town, yeah. He's kind of giving you a...
Bridge, I assume?
Edith plays bridge sometimes, yeah.
Wait, did he cheat?
Did we go to the boarding house?
Yeah, we're at the boarding house. We did.
What happened to the town hall?
We got that info.
Oh.
There we go. We needed there.
Yes, we did.
Troy missed that info.
Oh.
Well, play the recording back.
No records before the original.
There's really no
ownership.
Yeah. Basically, what she gave us was the same basic information they had.
Okay. And they had nothing prior.
Nothing was prior to the house being built.
Again, it's not really my place to speak about Mr. Cornwaith's activities. That's not exactly how we hold ourselves around here. The Haggertys are a well-known family in Gamwell, and we like to treat everyone with the respect that they deserve.
Certainly, just trying to find a missing person, that's all.
Of course. Perhaps, he's not here.
Perhaps three missing persons at this point. We are unsure where his servants have gone.
Well, none of those three people are here.
Tangentially a horse.
Lucas has already forgot about the horse. Crack private investigator, folks.
Yes, that's what they thought was...
Do you have a missing horse? Did a horse take room aboard here?
The other thing
was... What's the horse's name?
Colt.
Are you chewing tobacco or something?
I was...
I saw a talkie about this.
Talkie.
I was smoking at the time.
That's definitely an anachronistic thing.
I think so.
Talkies, probably.
No, what is it? Reefer Madness.
Oh, yeah.
That's very anachronistic.
I just like the idea that...
like 30 years off.
Smoking grass.
It's not that new.
You Alexa, doing marijuana?
When was Reefer Madness released?
The film Reefer Madness was released on December 1st,
1938. Oh.
That's what I'm saying. It's an old fucking movie. I knew that we weren't in talkies in 1925, but I knew it wasn't that fucking far off.
Yeah.
Dare is at least that old.
Yeah.
Don't do any of these drugs I'm going to show you on a board, kids. Or use any of these implements that I'm going to show you.
All right. Why the
so many crack pipes.
Why did the thing that's being handed around disappear? Who took it? I was going to ask, when they talked about the staff, no one's really described, they just called them out-of-towners. What do they look like?
Yeah, I keep trying to ask questions and no one's giving us that info.
It's a young woman and an old man.
I asked, like, what their origin was, like, were they from a foreign country? Like, I got nothing when I asked these questions.
Descriptive-wise, what did they look like? Yeah, no one's told us. And then these people, like, we've seen them. So, like, oh, what do they look like?
That
would
be
a
good question.
A young maid and an old man.
Yeah, so it's
all
about
that. There you go. An old maid and a young man.
From Peru.
Maybe. We don't know.
Because they were out of town.
Out of towners does not necessarily mean they were from a foreign country. Out of town is the term they're using.
So what do you want to do? We've moved on into the evening. You can stay at the Haggertys if you like.
No, we're going to go to the house. Let's go to the haunted house. That's how this game works.
I understand.
You go to the haunted house, Troy.
But the fact
or we just leave and say, oh, didn't find anything, guys. Let's go home.
But then you're walking out on potentially 200 smackaroonies.
And about an hour and a half of content.
That could buy you a house.
The hour and a half of content?
No, 200.
Not at all.
In 1925.
You want us to start a Patreon, let us know. Love to buy a house. A bigger house.
Get Lucas a mansion. Patreon.com/Rancor's Brothel.
The top tier is $1 million to buy Lucas a mansion. You don't get anything. I'll let you sleep there every once in a while.
How to make $200,000 writing a book. Lucas publishes one book, price $200,000.
It worked once. No,
Yes, I know narratively, but I'm just like, logically, why would we go to the house now?
Because there's no other place to go to.
The boarding house.
That's where we're standing now.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
We can stay. If you want to stay here for the night, we can. We still got to go to the house.
I know that.
Spooky shit happens at night.
Understand.
It's why he doesn't want to go.
That's why the game's fun.
I know. I'm just saying.
Play the game, Troy. You know what? I'm the lead actor in this game.
Lucas is fiating himself right to the mansion.
He took the car?
Yeah. Everybody can go upstairs.
You're gonna have to find a stolen horse
for about 10 minutes.
Just happened.
I bumped a thing and it opened up stuff on my phone. It was in video. I don't know.
I have. If you want to stay here, that's fine. We can stay here.
Yeah,
and then
I mean,
go in the
it
morning.
Logically makes sense. You would stay for the night and then go in the morning.
Because, sure. As described, the roads aren't the greatest. They're rural roads.
Okay, that's
rural.
Fine. We do this thing.
Rural.
Yes, thank you. I could not get the word out.
Do we have fucked up?
No worries.
I don't know. Make a roll.
Do we have what?
He wants to know if he has fucked up dreams. Make a roll.
Nope, ought to.
There you go.
I got a 30.
30 seems a little fucked up. It's an odd number.
I dream of bookshelves falling on me.
It's a horror!
You play through the page master in your dream.
That's the trauma talking right there.
It is.
Although you do heal one hit point, naturally.
Yes, that's partly why I was okay with that.
Oh, because you get, because sleeping does that.
Yes.
Does anybody have medicine or something to roll? I didn't even think about that. I apologize.
Do you have a doctor?
I have a 30 in first aid.
He's not a real doctor.
I, in fact, am a real doctor. I'm not a medical doctor.
He's not a real doctor.
I only have a 1 in medicine, so I can't help you.
You can. You just got to roll real well.
You got to get good roll.
Or is it first aid? Is there a first aid is a 30. I do have a base 30 in first aid.
Same.
I healed something. I got like a 22 out of 30.
You get
30,
an extra hit point.
Yay, I'm almost full health.
And he can only be first aided once?
Correct. Yeah. Per injury.
Per day, per injury.
I think it's per injury.
Oh, I thought it was per day, too.
No.
That's okay. Fine. I'm 1 HP shy.
I think sustained
shy.
Hospital stay, you make rolls per day
week. That's probably correct.
Yeah, I'm
There's
good.
No hospital here.
No.
Not even a Dr. Quinn medicine woman. Just
the,
nothing.
The
we
best...
die like men.
We die like men. Oh, no. I've lost a toenail. Death becomes me.
That? Somebody posted a picture of a truck. This is a small bumper sticker that says... No airbags. We die like men.
We die like real men.
We're following the Oregon Trail rules.
You ford that river or die.
Or both.
Or both, yes.
You only next morning, Friday the 13th.
Bum, Friday
the 6th.
I was like, what?
I'm making it spooky.
The 5th.
Well, that doesn't matter.
It does.
We lose $100.
It's Thursday.
We started on the 4th. It is the 5th. Remember, the 5th of February, Vember.
You started on the 5th.
It's Thursday the 5th? No, Thursday the 4th.
We started on the 5th.
We started on the 4th.
I thought we started on the 4th.
Oh. We started in February.
Pretty sure you started on the 4th. You drove there on the 5th, so technically it's now the 6th.
Yes. That was established. That's why I was thrown off by
the same day.
Fine.
Oh, I missed that part.
Because it was established we got there around noon on the next day.
What would you like to do now?
Any other...
that seems.
Yeah, any other strings you want to pull before we go to the house? Anyone?
Are the strings attached to anything that's loosely placed?
You got to pull them.
Don't let him touch it.
I'm not. I've already had something fall on me, and I've only gotten back some health.
I can heal a second wound.
I don't
one
need a
wound
new
at
one.
At a time, dude.
I don't need a
man,
new
man, I've already bandaged that wound. He pulls out a knife and stabs you in the lung. Hey, I can first aid you again. The more wounds I cause, the more medicine I can roll.
You are supposed to check off your successes in this game. Just doesn't really matter. One shot.
Yeah,
maybe. Who knows?
Maybe they return because they didn't die a horrible death in the Death Murder Mansion.
Maybe we have a podcast called Gallery and Friends.
Gallery and Friends.
Well, we do fucking now, don't we?
We might.
No.
And we're starting right now.
Episode
we'll see how
one.
It goes.
Episode one.
October, Harold comes back.
With his gallery of friends.
We do have Daniel created a private investigator out of New Orleans that survived like 9 other characters. Like fucking everybody died in that game twice. Except for his character was named like Twitty Locke. Detective Twitty Locke.
He brought back Twitty to another game.
Yeah, because Twitty just
that
doesn't
I ran.
Seem to die. Yeah. I've tried to kill him, and he just doesn't die.
This seems like a bad situation. You should check it out.
It's not from, like, he would touch the shiny, but it just didn't kill him.
He touched the right shiny.
Famously had Schroeder, in a moment of cowardice at the, like, epitome of you're fighting the big bad, Schroeder just goes, fuck this, and he runs, leaps off the side of a boat in New Orleans, and hops in his speedboat and zips away from the rest of the party. Anyway,
I like it.
Going to the house.
Yes.
DM Fiat.
Take you to the house.
Or do we go there early?
Yeah, why not?
set up our equipment.
Yeah, we got the EMP meters and the things that light red whenever a ghost walks by it. Yeah, we got you.
It's just some beads and a breeze.
It's a beads and a candle.
Yeah.
About 10 miles. A little
bell on a string kind of thing.
Yeah. About 10 miles outside of Gamwell, a peaceful but isolated district. You don't see a lot of other houses as you go by. It is surrounded by a tangled garden, which is bordered by a high stone wall topped with iron spikes. You wouldn't know this, but the property does cover 20 acres. So, I mean, it's not small.
No, that's nice.
Holy shit.
And how big is the house?
You can't really see it for the fence.
Okay.
As you drive toward the house, black and gray clouds scud across the sky. I don't know why it says scud, but I like the word.
An interesting term.
Scud across the sky, and a chill wind picks up. It looks like it could storm.
Of course.
Oh, no.
Move fast in a straight line or because driven by wind.
It's a great word. It's a great fucking word.
I like it. I like scud.
I'm going to keep that in mind when I'm writing books.
You can see an iron gate. So once you look at it, you can see that there is a decently long drive to like almost a roundabout to the house, maybe. I don't know. That said the property's... It's back a ways. The house is back a ways from the house. It is a large two-story house.
Gotcha. Is that why Scud missiles only go one, like they don't curve?
Pretty sure Scud missile is an acronym. I think it's SCUD.
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Like surface combat something something. I think Scud missile is a...
I thought they just had one like trajectory, though. Like they don't really curve.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, they
curve as they fall.
Parabolic arc.
I guess as you lose. Yeah, sure. As you lose.
Same thing.
Sure. Sure.
So you establish the dark clouds. Is this kind of like a Scooby Doo thing where it's like, oh, it's nice and sunny, and then like, ooh, ominousness.
Fiat has smoke coming out of it.
Okay, I assumed. So
the DM is fiating real hard.
Yeah, and gotcha. Like when it's an up close shot, we just kind of bounce up and down a little bit, and it looks like we're driving.
It is not an acronym.
And you turn the wheel.
Oh, it's not? Like, I always thought it was. Weird. I always thought it was like, I don't know, what I thought it
was. The term comes from the NATO reporting name attached to the missile by Western intelligence agencies. Yeah. Which information that you have to dig into look about.
No, for fuck's sake.
You could figure it out. Anyway. You see an iron gate. It is padlocked.
They gave us a key,
didn't they?
They gave us keys. Yes. We asked for keys.
To the front door and the back door.
Yeah, they didn't give us a key to a gate.
Well, we have a Fiat.
Two horsepower.
It's a pretty solid iron.
What's everybody's climb?
Does anybody have locksmith or a lock? Is it locksmith?
Yeah, locksmith.
I have a 25 in locksmith.
I have a climb. It's a fence.
With metal spikes.
Ooh. What's the chance I could fall?
That's an OT3 in locksmith, sir.
Nice.
I think that's that's probably under your...
That's an extreme for me.
Yes, that's 5 would be your 5th.
The PI sort of look at it, and he just, like Fonz, he just taps it, and it falls apart.
Check I got mark.
It was, he used another of
I
that
pull
lock
a bobby
to
pin
open
out of
lock.
My hair, and gotcha.
It wasn't locked.
He unchains it, and you can swing open the gates. You can see that the drive is quite wide. Goes up and, like I said, kind of makes that roundabout thing right in front of the house. You can also see that there appears to be a circular drive. Mm-hmm. Like, it curves in both directions, like halfway up the drive towards the house.
Yeah, it's a roundabout.
There's a small one, like right in front of the house, so you can have like a turnaround. But it looks like there's a big arcing to go all the way around the property.
Do we want to do
that? The back side of the property.
You would have to drive back there to find out.
I will do so.
We have the Fiat.
So you're driving all the way around.
Dave's driving. Can you go around the back of the property, please?
So if we kind of look at it, at the 6 o'clock is where the drive is. Okay, so the main drive leading up to the house, you know, the house is sitting in the center of the clock. As you drive around, you're driving clockwise or counterclockwise?
Counter.
Okay. So you take a left.
Left, dude. Weigh the penis.
Yep. You take a left. And as you go counterclockwise.
Counter would be right.
Yep.
If we're coming up 6 o'clock, counter is right.
All right. You go to the right. And as you go to the right, you could see there are almost like, The first thing you see is a drive leading back towards what is clearly like a tool shed.
Gotcha.
You then see a series of drives that seem to lead into the property. You could take a car down them, but it looks more like footpaths, hunting trails, stuff like that. You get all the way directly behind the house.
We could really use that horse that's missing right about now.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be useful. As you get all the way behind the house, you see an absolutely overgrown ornamental garden. Like, it's climbing the backside of the house. There are vines, exotic trees, willows, and cherry plums. It's just completely overgrown. You could see, like, some statuaries or maybe some topiaries or even, like, some seating and a walking pathway, but, like, it's all completely overgrown. It's as if no one has cared for the back of this garden for some time.
Anything weird carved into the hedges and topiaries?
Are you going to get out and investigate?
No, we're just driving by.
Not by, just a drive-by, no.
And you say by a while? Is this since well beyond his quote-unquote disappearance?
I mean...
Oh, yeah. No, this growth didn't happen in the last 3 weeks. If it did, it's really fucked up for this much growth to happen in January.
So it is possible that it did happen in the last 3 weeks.
I don't know if you have Cthulhu Mythos.
I don't.
Your character would go, holy shit, that's probably not likely.
I do. Yeah. I'm not...
he does.
I
don't know how this map is set up, so I'm going to...
Cthulhu Mythos, Troy.
Ah, oh, nope.
What
There's
do you
no
have?
Way.
It's 20.
Can that's you not bad. Any luck you can spend?
I'm not spending 25 luck.
Okay. Just a question.
Yeah, I know how the game's played.
I don't know how the map is set up, so I'm going to assume that the garden is in the north end.
Correct. The garden is directly behind the house.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to set up north, south, east, west. So then what is on the western side? So the eastern side has a shed. Mm-hmm. Northern side has a garden. What's on the western side as we go around?
Just more trees and trees. Property.
Okay.
So the only outbuilding, you mentioned a barn. So there's a barn.
No, he asked about a barn. The only thing it's about.
So just this tool shed is the only outbuilding.
Yeah, I mean, it's a decent sized outbuilding. Like, someone could theoretically live there. Like, it's not small. It's not like your little garden shed. But it's not built like the property either. It's an outdoor building.
It just seems odd. Someone of this level of wealth to not have some kind of outbuilding to at least store the car.
Yeah, well, I don't know, like...
In Massachusetts.
I would also like to point out that they mentioned that it's going to rain, which, let me tell you, in January, it doesn't fucking rain in the Northeast either. I feel like we talked about who wrote this, which was not my great aunt. May she rip.
she rips.
May she rip.
I can talk about this later, but this scenario that we are playing was originally a tournament scenario for Fantasticon 1984 in Melbourne, Australia. So I'm going to presume that the original authors were not American, and maybe why we get references to rain and extreme growth in February. In the North.
That makes a lot of fucking sense now, yeah.
So I'm just going to throw that out there, because at one point I was reading it and said it rained. I'm like, wait, it's not, it doesn't rain in the Northeast and... In February.
Not
it
typically.
Fucking, like,
if it does, it's real fucking cold.
So yes, at several points they talk about like the greenery in the back, and I'm like, well, yeah, because in Australia,
February it's summer.
Yeah.
Maybe in Indiana in February, but maybe not in Massachusetts.
So I don't think that's... You can definitely look at the spookiness of it, but I was reading it and I went, I didn't realize that this was written for Fantasticon in Australia.
No,
so
that's cool.
I don't know who actually wrote it, but I wonder if that has some inspiration behind
it. I'm glad I didn't. I almost bought that book. I'm glad I didn't.
It's a great book. It's well worth the
Well, because
40 bucks.
I would have read things.
You said there were several other paths leading off of the main, this
like
circle drive.
Pads,
like yeah, it looks like, you know, somebody takes frequent walks or something. The grass is matted.
Okay.
You know, it's not like...
Fencing?
It goes all the way around the property.
Mm. Livestock?
Not that you can tell.
A missing horse.
Neighbor's missing horse.
Yeah.
Neighbor's missing horse. That was that Seb's horse?
Yep, Seb Watkins.
How?
Shit, that was the person we didn't talk to, was Seb.